91.7 KXT. I'm Joe Cozera, and thank you very much to Jason Ridings for sponsoring KXT's live sessions. Very honored to have Bruce Coburn in the studio with us. Bruce, welcome.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Let's hear a song. What will you play for us first?
This is, they tell you in Show Business 101, you're supposed to start with something familiar. So this is Lovers in a Dangerous Time, which will be familiar to some of you and not all of you probably.
Shorter as the days go by, you never get to stop and open your eyes. One day you're waiting for the sky to fall, the next you're dazzled by the beauty of it all.
Nice job. Very nice. Bruce Coburn in the studio with us. What a great song, too. And I noticed you you brought the dobro with you today.
I did, yes.
Which sounds beautiful.
It's a a sentimental favorite of mine, yeah. I guess.
I have a bunch of nice guitars, but this is one of them.
Well, Bruce Coburn plays tonight at the Kessler Theater. You got the whole band tonight?
No, it's just me.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Very, very good. Love the drop tunings and the finger picking, too. And a huge influence was Fox Watson, which really had a huge influence on your pick style.
It did. Fox Watson is a guy a little bit younger than me who I met back in the 60s in North Carolina. And he was in the process of developing a style of finger picking guitar that where he used open tunings and he played traditional fiddle tunes on the guitar, not at the speed that you'd expect a fiddle tune to be necessarily, but to a very beautiful effect. And when I heard that, I thought, wow, because I'd been very in terms of finger picking, at least, very blues oriented up to that point, and I'd learned a few things from listening to old blues guys and that, but I the sheer beauty of what he was doing with the guitar really caught my attention, and I kind of absorbed it, you could say.
You know, and really, you're noted a lot for your guitar playing, not just your songwriting itself, but the guitar playing. The New York Times called you a guitar virtuoso. I mean, do you agree with that? Are you a virtuoso?
Well, you know, I mean, it depends on how you define virtuoso, I guess. I mean, I can do some stuff that is kind of distinctively mine, but there's a lot of things I don't know how to do. I consider myself a pretty decent guitar player, but I don't really think about it beyond that. You know, sometimes I'll say I'm a pretty good guitar player for a songwriter, and sometimes I'll say I'm a pretty good songwriter for a guitar player. It depends on who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
But it's I love the guitar, and I've loved it since I was a teenager. So.
Well, we'd love to hear another song. What are we going to play for us next?
I thought of doing this song because yesterday was Veterans Day, and it just seemed appropriate to the season, as it were. It's a song I wrote immediately on my return from a brief trip to Afghanistan, about 3 or 4 years ago, or longer even. I hate to think about that, but... But I was there to sing for the Canadian troops, the Canadian forces that were at that time in command of the base at Kandahar. This was about just a few months before control of that base or command of the base was handed over to U.S. troops. But at that point, the Canadians were in command, and there were a lot of us there, and it seemed like a good thing to go and be part of it. My brother also happened to be one of the Canadian soldiers that was there at the time, so... And this is called Each One Lost. It's, you didn't see much of this on American TV, but Canada really paid attention to the people who died in Afghanistan. It was a very small number compared to Americans because there were a much smaller number of Canadians in general, but it wasn't hidden from view at all. And so we became familiar with the phenomenon of what's called a ramp ceremony where people are honoring the returning dead or the newly dead, in the case that the song came from. These were two young Canadians who had been killed. They were just being sent home. And we happened to be on the tarmac at the same time as they were being offloaded from one plane and onto another. And so we became part of the ceremony. And it was an incredible experience that kind of gave birth to this song. This is called Each One Lost.
Make an ocean we're all in. All you know? You can die on your sofa, safe inside your home, or die in a mess of flame and shrapnel. We all in our time go, you know you're not alone. You're in the hearts of everybody here. Each one lost is everyone's loss, you see. Each one lost is a vital part of you and me. Some would have us bow in bondage to their dreams, little gods who lay down laws to live by. But all those inventions arise from fear of love and open-hearted tolerance and trust. Well, screw the rule of law, we want the rule of love, enough to fight and die to keep it coming. If that sounds like confusion, brother, think again. We know exactly what we chose. Each one lost is everyone's loss, you see. Each one lost is a vital part of
It's 91.7 KXT. Bruce Coburn in the studio with us. Beautiful, beautifully done. Thank you for playing that.
Thank you.
Plays tonight at the Kessler Theater. And you said that writing songs sometimes is kind of like scoring a film. And you've done film and written music for TV, but has anybody approached you to do actually score a feature?
Yeah. I've done two features, actually, in Canada. One was a feature-length documentary. The other was a dramatic film way back in 70 or 71, 70, I think. One of the first of what sort of evolved into a Canadian film industry, a movie called Going Down the Road, about two guys from the eastern provinces, the Atlantic Coast provinces of Canada, who come west in search of work, and they don't find it. You know, it's the typical sort of migration of people from disadvantaged economic areas to places where they think they might be able to do better, and at the end of the film, they're just going to keep on moving further west because Toronto's not doing it for them. You know, so, and I wrote some songs for that and some instrumental music for it as well. I've done relatively little of that. It's an interesting process because it's very artificial. Like, I write my songs kind of out of my experiences and out of, you know, what I encounter that gets my heart going enough to trigger the creative process. But with a film, you're trying to be in the mind and heart of a set of characters that might be fictional, they might not, but they're not you, and you're sort of putting music to a landscape that exists in the film, but not in real life necessarily, at least, or at least it's in the film, it's its own thing. The comparison between that and the songwriting process that is more typical is that I always start with words. And so when I come to apply music to those words, it's not unlike that process, except it's not fictional. Or at least mostly not. But it's a question of finding music that will carry those words with the right feeling, but not interfere with them. In that sense, it's like scoring a film.
There was a song that you wrote a few years ago, and you said you woke up with it done, finished in your head. It was Call Me Rose, and the subject to me is fascinating. Maybe you can elaborate on that. But what's really fascinating to me is that people can wake up with a song just done in their head. All you got to do is just write it down.
Well, that doesn't happen to me very often, I can tell you. That's the only time, really. I dreamt a song once, and I woke up in the morning, and I remembered the song from the dream. But this case was Call Me Rose just came out of nowhere. And it was very left field. The first line of the song is, "My name was Richard Nixon, only now I'm a girl." And the premise of the song is Richard Nixon has been reincarnated as a single mom in the projects.
That's awesome.
He's got to pay for being him, basically, as I think we probably all do. And so I don't know, I brought the wrong guitar to sing that song, but it was a funny one to write. And then I wrote it, and I'm thinking, can I actually sing this as me? Are people going to get this? And I'm not sure people get it, but it came out pretty well.
Well, thank you so much for coming today. We really appreciate you stopping by here. Bruce Coburn in the studio. He plays tonight at the Kessler. Would you do one more song for us?
I sure would. This one will be familiar to some of the folks as well. So reliant on electronic tuners that the ears go and you can't.
Thinking about eternity, but some kind of ecstasy got a hold on.
I'm wondering where the lions are. On the surface of the bay, one of these days we're gonna say.